What's going on, everybody? Hello, 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 beautiful people out there. I did that for you, Hazel.
Thank you. That was a good one. I did hear something different.
I did lightweight bite off another podcast. I don't think I can use that because they be saying that same thing. But I said, it might sound better coming out of my mouth, flowing off my lips. I'm not thinking.
Yes.
Anyway.
It was nice.
Everybody, I got, you know, a long, long, long time friend. When I'm talking about a long time, I'm talking about we went to high school together. She's a little bit older than me by, what, 4 or 5 years?
One.
It ain't one. It's like 2 or 3. But I got missed.
What year did you graduate?
Oh, one. Two one. Or three.
I graduated 2000.
Oh. Okay.
You didn't want to tell my age.
Everybody, this is the only one I know, Hazel Hancock.
In the building. Thank you, thank you, thank you, people. Thank you, Julia, for letting me just do my little thug visual on your platform for today.
Yay.
You know what I'm saying? I'm definitely excited.
I'm sure, like, I know you told me you have listened to a couple of podcasts, and you hear me say on every single one, man, anybody who want to jump on, be a guest, you got something to say, something need to be heard, you got a testimony, whatever, please jump on, get on here. Like, you are more than welcome. So thank you for being on. Ladies and gentlemen, Sammy C could not join us today, but that does not mean that she went anywhere. But we do have our girl here, Hazel Hancock. And I'm happy that she was it.
Yes,
So it's been so much going on just within the world and just on social media in the whole, you know, I mean, from the presidency to Diddy to baby oil.
Hey, and Costco don't want no parts of that. Costco said they don't want no parts. They told that, they said that out fast. They put a true disclaimer. We is not part of that Diddy, the Diddler, baby oil.
We are not supplying the baby oil.
Yeah, they better start with Sam's Club. Look, Diddy's trying to get that on the low right now. Okay?
I see the meme, and it kind of touched my heart a little bit. But he an influencer on social media, but he's a doctor. He's an anesthesiologist, but he give a lot of, like, he talk a lot about God and stuff like that. And he said, the problem is y'all worried about the wrong oil. And I said, now, see, now. You're right.
Yes.
We too concerned about baby oil when we need to be talking about that blessed oil. He said that.
That part, that olive oil. You know, some people still use olive oil as blessed oil. And I'm like, okay.
He said that problem is y'all too concerned about the wrong oil. So I said,
And Costco don't even sell baby oil, just to be clear.
But they still don't want no parts.
They're none. None. It's not a game.
What about Johnson & Johnson? What is...
You know, I don't know. Honestly, I think they probably got some powder up in there. Ain't no telling. They probably got some products. I don't know.
I'm like, why is everybody so mad at this man for having lubricant? And baby, let this man
at least he's being safe. He, like, you know, everybody got their own fetishes.
You know, because he had baby oil and lubricant. Yes, right? That is not what they arrested him for. Yet, this is the subject.
Yes.
And his 700 dildos. This is my thing. If you have them type of parties, you need to be able to supply. I don't want to have to come to a party and be like, oh, blood, I forgot my dildo. Can you, Hazel Hancock, can least, you okay, imagine okay, you? Look. Can you imagine you going to a sex party and you like, damn, I forgot my strap at the house?
Now, if that's the case, right, then honestly, I want to, you know how they be sterilizing stuff when you go to the hospital or like when you go get your nose pierced and they get everything come out the little bag? That's how I want mine to come out the bag. I need to know that it's sterile. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what,
had, by my understanding, he had specific people that was there to sterilize and clean.
Where is the bag that I know for sure that is sterilized?
Listen, when you walk all them so-called alleged drugs they had going on up in there, baby, you don't need to care about. Allegedly.
Allegedly.
But you
right.
know what? This is what happens when we, as Black folks, get all this money. We start thinking we equal to them, to the mothers. And they make sure they let us know. You ain't equal, nigga.
Nah,
we let you make a couple of billion.
A couple.
Yeah, we let you do that. But until now you starting to get beside yourself, nigga. And they gonna bring you. They gonna bring us right down.
Right. They definitely are.
Definitely, and they definitely did with him. I mean, I wish.
They're looking at example.
He definitely is. My thing is if he did do anything illegal, yes, he should be in jail. But I'm hoping this ain't one of those situations where they just trying to take another black man down like they did our boy a couple of days ago and executed an innocent black man. So I'm hoping that this does not be the same thing. And it was so sad about that man. I think his name, Hazel, you know what I'm talking about? Marcellus, I believe his name was. They executed him a couple of days ago. And even the prosecution said that they believe he was innocent. The people that, the family of the person, the lady that he supposedly or end up really did not kill, but supposedly killed, said they believe he's innocent. And the governor said he do not care. And he's executing him anyway. So they basically killed an innocent.
So, another one. Another, but this one kind of supposedly, allegedly legal, right?
Hello. So I'm hoping that's not what happened. That's not a situation that's happening with Diddy in this situation. Like I said, if it's anything illegal that he did do, then he, you know.
Then
he deserves everything that's coming for him.
Are the videos not enough for you? The videos or any parts of the evidence.
Are you talking about with Cassie?
Allegations, that's what I'm saying.
Like, he's not in jail for that, though. That's not what they arrested him for.
So what are the
situation had been paid off. She has paid off. She is out there. Now they talking about he had RICO. They trying to put a RICO case on him and put
because let's put it this way: when they went in the first time and they hit both the house at the same time, and they only came out with boxes. You know what I'm saying? Where did they come out with boxes? Both of y'all for them to just for the feds to actually go and hit both of their houses at the same time. They're not trying to. They wasn't trying to take Diddy to jail because if they did want him to go to the jail, then they would have fucking been. What they did was they waited and tried to get some evidence. They had to get everything before anything could be transferred or try to transport it somewhere else or destroyed or whatever. So that's why they took all that stuff then to see what was really, you know what I'm saying, going on. And then that's fucking on.
What kind of got me stumped with this situation, though, is that with Russell, when they started digging into him, he left immediately.
Yeah, they're all tied
together. He's in Bali.
Yeah,
but listen, so my question is, why didn't Diddy do the same? Why didn't he just leave?
Do you think
the ego had him feeling like, oh, if I just take off like Russell is saying I'm guilty?
No, he couldn't leave because they already raided your house. So if you leave, you're going to look guilty. You know what I'm saying? You go across the country looking guilty and whatever happened in other country.
Let me tell you something. If they want you, you're going to look guilty regardless. If they want to make an example of you, it doesn't.
That's why they are making that example of him right now. They're definitely making an example of him. He did something wrong.
I actually feel bad for the kids. It's like so much.
That's the only people I actually feel bad for. I don't feel
more
bad
so
for
his
them.
Girls. Because I'm going to be honest with you, them grown boys, I feel probably was at all them parties. I ain't going to lie. Girls is who I feel bad for.
Yeah, yeah.
But
yeah,
besides the whole Diddy thing that's going on, what has really, really, really been like a big hype right now? And I don't know if any of you guys, even got on my Instagram to see the last post. I asked you guys to do a vote and stuff, and I call off those results in just a minute. But it has been like this big thing about heterosexual men that's like, I don't know if it's like a strap. I'm talking about a strap. We ain't even there yet. I don't know if it's like a badge on a suit or what if they have sex with a quote unquote stud. First, let me start here. Hazel Hancock, can you just tell us, the people want to know, how do you identify?
Now,
be real with yourself. I'm just real.
I'm going to be real. I'm about to be real with, calm down, Julian. Okay, I want to be real with people.
It's pink triangle here. Pink triangle for safe place. Safe space. Wasn't that pink triangle?
Yeah, I don't know. I thought it was doors open policy. Whatever, open door.
What?
Maybe that bitch. Jobs. I don't know. Being gay is a job. You know what I'm saying? Like, you get somebody hurt on that. So, what, you asking me how do I label myself is kind of funny because back then it was just either I was lesbian, gay, straight. You know what I'm saying? Now it's just like the world it is today. It's like I really just call myself. Don't label me with nothing. Just call me my name. You know what I'm saying? Only because I don't want to misgender or pronouns.
He ain't talking about anybody else. I asked you.
Because I want to make sure that the people who are maybe listening, whatever problem that you may have, I don't want them to be offended if I don't say the right things. And again,
They can't be offended with how you yourself identify.
Don't label me. Don't label me. But I don't talk to guys. I'm still gay. I'm a lesbian, but I don't talk to guys.
So you don't even say hello?
I mean, I talk to them. I mean, I admire their beauty.
And you don't fuck guys. You're not in horizontal play.
None of that weird gangbang situations. No.
Okay, so you're not fucking guys, and you're also not gangbanging.
No. Yeah. I mean, you get, at least you know. Yeah, put it all together. You keep on want to keep labeling things. Just keep labeling that weird stuff.
You know what? Yeah. I think labels are important, though. I think labels
are important.
They are? Let me tell you why. Because let's say you have a package and you were delivering a package, right? And you had some fragile stuff in that package. And let's say they didn't put that fragile sticker, that label on that package. How would they know?
That is fragile.
Exactly.
See, now, that's not a universal thing.
It is very much. Because let me tell you something.
Sometimes labels can be universal.
I mean, because this is my thing. I meet a lot of studs that say this. Like, I don't want to be labeled. I'm just me. Okay.
So what is you?
Oh, are you asking how do I identify?
No, because you know you just said some people want to say that. I'm just me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's what you just said.
Yeah, but I just
want you guys because I know we not live yet. We're not on YouTube yet, but Hazel here presents herself as a mask lesbian. That's one that people like to say.
Okay.
As a quote unquote stud. So this is, she's mass presenting. There we go. That's right. Mass presenting, quote unquote, stud. Okay. So when I see you, right? If I see you, let's say I didn't know you and I seen you walking down the street, I'm like, oh, okay, that's a stud. I'm automatically going to think like, I'm going to have certain expectations of you because of the way that you are presenting yourself.
Yes.
So if I meet you and then I say, I'm thinking you a stud, you'd be like, no, I ain't a stud. I'm just Sheena. Now, I don't know how to categorize you in my expectations of what I would want within the relationship of when I deal with a masked presenting female.
Okay.
Gotcha. You understand what I'm saying?
It's very difficult in a sense because. You're just saying, and everybody's entitled to their opinion. They definitely are.
Mm-hmm.
But I do understand what you're saying, though. You would want me to be hold the door open, pump your gas, and you know what I'm saying?
Look, I was talking to Sheena the other day, guys. I mean, Hazel. I was talking to Hazel the other day. We was on Zoom. And that was a whole nother story in itself, because I'm not Zoom mature yet, you know. So just getting on that was just an episode. But anyway, Hazel was in the car with her friend who was presented herself as a feminine female, okay, because we want to be politically correct, okay? She was a female, feminine looking, okay? And they went to the gas station, and I'm seeing her get out the car, not Hazel, but the friend get out the car. Mind you, Hazel's in the passenger seat. She's already getting driven around like Miss Daisy. The girl friend gets out the car to pump the gas. And y'all know me. I don't hesitate. I'm like, Why is she pumping the gas? What are you doing? Can you tell them what you said to me?
Yeah, so the reason why I was still sitting.
Tell them exactly what you said. Don't try to sugarcoat this.
I don't want to hear
about your injury. Tell them exactly what you said to me.
Are you going to let me finish, Ms. Bates?
Like, go
okay,
ahead.
So. Like, you know, the reason why I gave her this look, right, y'all? And I gave her that look. Like, if people would be like, man, what's your facial expression look like? Just imagine me rolling my eyes, everything else. I said, because it's not.
Yes. It's right, okay. You can say explicit words. I make sure people that. She said, because she's not my bitch.
Yeah, I did. And that's how I talked. And then, but at the end of the day,
it's not
like,
the bitch. It's not the bitch.
It's not my car.
She's not my girl. I don't care. If you are mass presenting, I have certain expectations of you. And one of them is pumping my gas, opening my doors.
Independency of just different friends and like different people that I would do for, like, you know what I'm saying? I don't know. I don't never really just have to pump my own friend's gas. Maybe if a friend, like a female friend that I actually liked or something. And yeah, I'm going to just go out and do all the courting and doing all the little stuff that I'm supposed to do.
So you're like, I'm only going to be a gentle stud for the females I like.
I'm opening the door for you still.
That's the only time you get gentle stuff.
You go first to certain things.
You can go. Is you walking in front of me or behind me? Like, what is it?
We need to be side by side.
Am I on the left side of the street or the right side of the street? Like, when I'm walking with you. Like,
hey, it all depends, okay? Again.
Look, it look overwhelming for you already. See what I'm saying? Y'all says we try to take on this role and can't handle it.
No, definitely. I'm taking on a role that, see, you're talking about me taking on roles. No, this is why we're role playing. This is why some people don't be
help me understand.
Yeah, because again, I'm not going to do extra for someone to talk to.
Why is that already, extra? Why is that just because, not again, like, Shuri, this is the right
No, because Shuri is not dead. It's not, it's just the fact that why do I need to just, like, I don't know. If I'm sitting in the car, it's not my car. You know what I'm saying? If it's my car, I'm going to hop out, I'm going to do all the shit.
Let me ask you a question. If you was in a car with a man, and this is real talk, if you was in a car with a man, and let's say you were driving, right? Would you expect that man to get out the car and pump your gas?
Honestly, no. Because I mean,
if
I'm
he
really
did, would you stop him?
No, not at all. Not at all.
That ain't your nigga.
But if he's being a real man, again, I'm still out of nigga though. I'm not a nigga. I'm not playing no role. Okay. I don't have to. You know what I'm saying? Again, I'm still out of man, so I'm not gonna do certain things that is supposed to be.
My
a man
feminine women out there who like mass presenting men studs, make sure you ask these questions when you meet these studs and be like,
look, if your garbage, like, Julia, if your garbage was messed up, like, you know what I'm saying, fool, I would take your garbage out. I'd be like, damn, friend, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, let me take your garbage out.
I would just expect, is there certain things I would just expect you to do? Let me give you another example. Like, okay, I'm about to give you an example. If you come to my house,
I'm going
to
throw your bags.
Listen, well, if you came to my house, if you came to my house and you can ask any of my stud friends that come here, and I cook, right? Because I, you know, I'm always cooking. And I always be like, come over, come eat.
I'm, of course,
going to serve Rachel first. Off top, make her plate, serve her first. And you know what I'm going to do to the other stud friends there? I'm going to also make their plate and serve them too. Why?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, for one, you're showing hospitality. And two, if this is my first time at your house, I'm weird. I don't even go on nobody's refrigerator until like the third time I be at
my
the house.
My point in this saying is I feel like if I was me dating a stud, right? Because I date a stud, right? There's certain expectations of me as a woman, as the feminine woman within a relationship that, an example, like I told you, before we go on this podcast, I gotta cook. I come home, I gotta make sure that she eat. You know what I'm saying? Because why? She is the mass presenting one in a relationship. But when I think about that, I think about she taking on the quote unquote man role. So I'm gonna do my part as
exactly.
So I'm gonna see how just relationship though, too though. Because if we out, let's say we out and one of my friends is and I'm in a friend in the car and we were one of my femme friends. And they go to the gas station. I'm gonna expect her. She ain't fucking them, but I'm gonna expect her to get out the car and pump that gas, though. For sure. Like, I'm gonna give a look. She already know.
Mm. Oh, you know, I'm not gonna say I haven't done it before. I think I probably have before, but I'm, you know, now that I'm sober, it's a lot of things that I've done that I don't remember, honestly. And I'm just being
congratulations on that. I'm happy for you.
Yeah, thank you. So
it's
just like I probably did it before, but I ain't no telling it again. And now that I'm here,
well,
just like,
okay, take notes, Hazel. Things Julia said that I should be doing.
I'll take mental notes. Mental note.
Or things that Julia would expect me to do if we was ever together. Like, not together, like, but you know.
Yeah.
In the same place.
But I understand the concept of where you're trying to go with this.
Well, I mean, okay. We kind of jumped off subject a little bit because that just bothered me, y'all, when she didn't pump that gas. I'm like, what are you doing?
Yeah, I wasn't. I was sitting there like, I'm not doing it. Sipped that beer, was like, but I
don't. And that's probably
nobody.
Why she's not on right now. She probably actually thought about that shit.
Whatever. She just actually texted me back. It is a 911 situation, so really.
No problem. Okay, yeah. No problem. But I guess my question, well, not my question, but like I said, right now, like, it's a lot of like talk about, you know, heterosexual men date or trying to have sex with studs and stuff like that. And I guess And also what I've noticed that a lot of studs is saying, like, hey, I kind of want to fuck with a dude. I kind of want to, I think I do kind of want to see what's up with a dude. Like, what do you, where do you think that's coming from? What do you think that's about? I have my own thoughts, but.
Well, I'm going to hear yours first.
I think that within the Black LGBTQ community, we do hold labels to a certain standard. I think we are the only ones that like, oh, if you a stud, you can't fuck with other studs. Oh, if you a stud, you can't fuck with men. Mm. I done heard studs say to other studs that is stud for stud, be like, oh, that's gay. I'm like, well, bitches, you is gay. Like, you is gay. Like, I don't understand that. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Right. Because
when those boy clothes come off,
right,
everybody got coochies and everybody got tits. Yeah. So I never.
The Caucasians have been doing it for a while. They've been doing a lot of, you know.
Yeah, because they don't hold.
Know what it was. Yeah. Like labels. That's why I said labels to us. But growing up,
we just hold it so
strong. See, look, no,
my only thing with label with me is if it holds bearing for me when I'm actually dating you, okay? But now, if, for example, if you were still, like I had put up that meme on All Talk No Chaser Instagram, it was studs on there talking about, oh, I think I want to go back to dating dudes, and it's like, I wasn't like, because in my mind, I'm like, okay, like, what's wrong with that? Because now I'm thinking, like, well, maybe you never really identified it as stud. Maybe you really only identified, maybe you really were bi. Because I'm going to tell you this. Do you know how many times, Hazel, that a stud has told me that I should be a stud?
Because you have demeanor?
Yeah. I am aggressive. I'm naturally aggressive.
Sexy. Being aggressive, feeling sexy.
Hello? It is. But it is. My thing is, if I was weak, I feel like if I was weak-minded and wasn't really comfortable in who I am and comfortable in my skin, you probably would see me walking around here with backward hats and, I have a picture of me like that when I was younger. My cousin used to be like, damn, you want to be a stud so bad. No, that's not the case. But if I was weak-minded like that, all those like stud females that said that to me or whatever, like, I probably would be walking around here with, you know, boy clothes on and stuff like that. But I'm like, no, like, I know who I am. I know that I have a certain type of demeanor. I know I'm just an aggressive female. I speak my mind. I'm just very sometimes, but I still can beat the fuck out my face. You know, hello, you feel me? Hair be did, clothes be on point. Like, and so with that being said, I feel like sometimes, especially within our Black LGBTQ community, we put pressure on each other to be a certain way because that's how you perceive them. Or I'm going to tell you, this one stud told me, I'm about to keep it all the way 100. I ain't going to say her name.
Please don't.
And y'all, you know, everybody listening to me know how I am. So we on the phone, we having phone sex and whatnot, right? I'll tell y'all how this came about, how she said, okay? So, you know, I'm... You know, it's been a while because I've been in a relationship for 6 years, but I feel like it's like riding a bike. I'm just saying. So, you know, I'm saying a little bit of this, I'm saying a little bit of that to her. And mind you, see the stud, quote unquote, mass presenting. And all of a sudden, she let out this little scream. You know, I'm assuming she was coming. You feel me?
That probably was the end.
And then I guess after that, it was like, the conversation was cool after, you know, but it's like the next day, I guess she must have sat at home and thought about it. Was like, dang, I sound like a straight bitch. I don't know. Like, I don't know. I can't call it. But she just all of a sudden, I'm calling, we talking. He was like, and she was just like, you know what? Your ass need to be a motherfucking stud.
Yeah, because she probably, you did. She ain't probably never felt that. Feeling that sensation that
my God, thank God we wasn't in like person because Jesus, that was just over the phone. You know what I mean?
it sounded like she's one of those, like, you know, the ones she was always more masculine, or the one who's
hella more masculine ish, quote unquote, a touch me not. So,
can we talk about them too?
Oh my God. I don't even know what to say about them. I ain't never fucked with one.
Hey, them be cracking me up. I ain't gonna lie. I just don't understand it.
You tell me if I ever talk to you, told me you was a touch me now or whatever. I'd be like, oh, you ain't for me.
Right. Yeah.
I don't do that.
That's weird. But these back to your first we was talking about these wanting to actually have sex or go back to men. I feel like some of it goes back to them wanting to be courted. You know what I'm saying? And not being courted in the way of a woman courting a man or a man courting a woman is more than if they're already playing that gender role, then they're the ones who's gonna always have to come. You know what I'm saying? It's like they're always gonna roles.
Your mic.
Where's the court is coming back from? We're always courting you guys. You know what I'm saying? They probably never ran into another film that could actually help them feel courted.
Okay, like, boom! You know I got something for you. Maybe it's the stud in me. I don't know. So look, me. No, look. Let me tell you. Me and Rachel had this same conversation. I think I spoke on this on one of my last podcasts, but we had this conversation, and I was telling her like, you know, I want to be courted. Like, because I told her, I said, I feel like I court you. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, an example, her birthday is October 19th, right?
And so, did you just have to look at the calendar?
No, I thought I smelled smoke. And so that's why I kind of did, like, was making sure it wasn't coming from my kitchen. Like I'm thinking, like, did I turn off my stove? But anyway, I told her, I was like, you know, okay, her birthday is October 19th. That also is our anniversary.
I
gifted her with the gift of me for her birthday 6 years ago. Hello. Take notes, ladies.
Hey, but you know what? Sometimes somebody can come in your life and change your whole life more than anybody
Hello.
Else. I mean,
yeah, hello, well, my name is I'm Julia, so happy. And you?
Taken.
Hello.
Hello. Hey.
I was just
You know, Julia, you do got a little game to yourself. I know.
I
never, I'm down. I've never heard. I said they didn't get them for their birthday.
I gifted her me.
So then that means you upgrading her. You know what I'm saying? It must be a lot of things where you just like, okay, so I got it. But I'm gonna show you how we gonna do it together. Whatever.
Hello. Okay. I'll let you ask her one day.
Okay.
So, this is the thing. So I said, okay, Rachel, I take Friday the 18th, and she's taking Friday the 18th to celebrate our anniversary, right? I'm taking Saturday the 19th. To celebrate her birthday.
Okay.
So me, how I am, I get everything together. Like, I make the reservations. You know, I don't ask, hey, what you think about? Do you think
you just do.
I just do. And I told her, boom. I said, babe, we're going to have to be out the house by 9 o'clock on Saturday. Boom.
Yeah, that's it.
Be that's cute. It. The weather is going to be woo-doo-wah.
Exactly. Yeah.
Be cute. Be ready.
Yeah.
I didn't say we doing this. I didn't say this is where the reservations is. I didn't say none of that. I just said this is with, boom.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Right? So when it was her, next thing I know, I get an email invite to reservations to what? What?
Hey, you know what? You're surprised. Right.
To
be doing
it. The point of this, and she's probably going to get on my head about it because we talked about this. The point of me saying this is how you said about the courting and studs wanting to be courted. Femmes can do that.
Yes, I
am a femme, and I feel like that's a part of being courted. Like, hey, just be ready, be dressed at this time, be ready, boom, I'm going to pick you up.
It's sexy, it turns us on. Like,
right.
You got it.
What I'm not doing is opening doors. What I'm not doing is pumping gas. What I'm not doing is...
Here we go. See, we was on a good roll.
We still is. But I was just saying, as far as making her feel, I guess, like a woman at times.
At the end of the day, she's still a woman.
Yeah.
We still got attitude.
I still know how to do that. So is that what you think that a lot of these studs are? missing out on in these relationships. And that's why they kind of I hate to say resort back to men, but
or go to men. Because I mean, just go to men in general, because the man probably come and he gonna court her. Like, some for a lot of men, it's a challenge. You know what I'm saying? To even try to, they instead of get them outside their box or get them outside their boxes or whatever it is, make them feel comfortable, get them drunk. And when they got that attention, actual attention, I feel like that's when they probably kind of sway a little bit to the other side, when they really don't, you know, if they don't know themselves, then again, that's where I say, like, labels, people shouldn't be labeled. Because again,
Do you feel like you'd be missing that, or you've missed that in any of your previous relationships? Do you feel like you missed the courting?
No.
You feel like you missed being courted in any of your?
No. Actually,
you never had that desire to be courted.
Of course, everybody does. I've always been courted just in certain different ways. So, like how you just said, make the place a little basic stuff. The only thing I can say I never have been courted in, like, my baby used to, like, make my bathtub, you know what I'm saying, roll myself. That's how I'm getting home, my robe, everything is robe, blessed, everything is ready for me, right?
Right.
It's one time, I swear to you, but she never took me on a date. We was together for almost 5 years. She might go take me to go eat, but she never had it, like, where it was, like, a really romantic, really something to where, like normally I would just text her and be like, send her reservations for, cruise, like, you know what I'm saying, if we're going on a cruise or if we're going I'm giving you, like, hey, I'm already paid for this, we got this, like, we, you know what I'm saying, whatever, the hotel, or like, every weekend we were doing something. So, but it was always, like you just said, I was picking it up, I was where to go. Mm-hmm. We got the rental, just we out paying for the flights, whatever. But it was this one time before we broke up, and I thought it was the cutest thing. She just texted me, it was the whole itinerary for us to go to where would we go? Angel Island. So she was like, okay, you gotta be like at 7 o'clock. We have to make sure that we're on the ferry by 9 o'clock. It'll take us to Angel Island. It was a whole rundown of our day, and I thought it was cute. Like, we went on a tour of Angel Island. Never been on that before, just but to be barbecue. We cooked over there.
Yeah.
And to just go, like, you know, get a historical understanding of what Angel Island's purpose was, and just everything. It was actually really, really, it was really, like, it was really super nice. But, like I said, courting doesn't always just necessarily just have to be one thing. Clearly it's a multitude of things, you know, so like a plethora of a lot. But I don't know, for her not to just take me on a real date, I thought it was like,
so you wanted, you did miss being courted. Let's be real. You did.
No, but like I said, she would take it. No, so she would be like, okay, let's go here and eat, right? So I'd be like, okay, cool, let's go here
and eat. And then you paying?
No, she's paying. She gonna pay.
Okay.
Yeah, she gonna pay. She gonna pay. But I'm just saying, like,
of course,
like
a gas. So why would you pay?
But what I'm saying is, for her to go out of her way and do something like that, to just kind of more like on the depths of doing something cuter and putting a little bit of effort into it, that's what it would have been nice if she would have did that. But again, she had to learn that later on. So now it's funny how all the things I taught her, she's trying to do it in our next relationship. I said, she said, yeah, I learned everything from you. And I said, I bet you are.
So, you know what? She just wasn't the one for you, because the next person you meet, you ain't going to have to teach.
I'm going to have to teach. Exactly.
The one for you, when you ain't going to have to school or teach anyway.
Say nothing at all.
You know what I'm saying? Because I'll tell you right now, classes dismissed. I'm not teaching. I'm not schooling. I'm not doing that. I'm too old for that. You know what I'm saying? Like, where my relationship is right now, I wouldn't necessarily call it teaching or schooling. It's like we're growing. And so sometimes when you're growing within a relationship, you have to relearn your partner.
A lot of things. Every day is a different day for your partner. For yourself, it's a different challenge. It's a different, it's whatever. It's not going to always be 100%. Everything ain't always going to be 70-70, 70-30. Right. It might, you know what I'm saying? Like, shit. Even though when y'all are equal, you're not equal. You know what I'm saying? So, all right.
Do you think that maybe femmes in these relationships hold studs too high? Do you think they compare studs too much to being a man?
And you that clearly could be do.
Oh,
you did. You just already just said you expect me to do it all. If I'm presenting myself in this way, I'm not. Just because I present myself this way, don't mean I gotta pump up every female's gas, every femme's gas. Is this your car? You pay your bill, right? All right, cool. You about to hop up there. I'm about to go up in here and get something to eat. You want some chips? I'll buy you a bag of chips.
And you plus buy again, my 3% chips.
But you know, but I'll buy three for $3.33. But you get three of them, will you?
This is the thing, right? And I said this before, okay? If I wanted to date a femme, I would date a femme. I tried it. You know what that femme expected me to do because of my quote-unquote demeanor? Open up doors. Okay.
We're all equal.
But it was a kind of like she had a certain expectations of me because I guess I was more the aggressor. Yeah. That I'm just not about. But see, this is my thing. I understand that. Cool. But I feel like if in the beginning you don't make that stuff clear, like, hey, I know I'm mass presenting, but it's just some shit I'm just ain't going to do, baby.
Yeah. You're right.
Let
put
me
it
know
on
that
table.
Shit up front.
Be transparent in the beginning.
Yeah. Like, it's just some shit I ain't going to do. It may be some shit that you expected me to do because I'm mass presenting, but I'm telling you, like, I'm not going to do that. I would prefer that than to me to be coming into something with a, you know, dating a female that is mass presenting, and it's like, well, shit, like, now she want me to stand up from the table when she get up from the table. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
and that's why everybody's different. That's why you can't, I I don't want to label nobody. People, everybody's different. Even there's people now. So when I first moved to Atlanta, this was super hello years ago, like early 2000s, whatever. That was the first time I ever seen a real stud with eyelashes on. You know what I'm saying? She had curlers around here, but she was really more masculine than anything, but she had eyelashes. You know what I'm saying? She had finally, you know what I'm saying, leading in the building, and she wear eyelashes. That was, I wasn't familiar with that. So I was just like, what type of stud is this?
That would throw me off. I ain't gonna lie to you.
And she had the pink rollers in her hair too, y'all. She, the tight ones.
Know how to, but if there's somebody for it's somebody for everybody.
Right.
But I think that would throw me off because then I'm like, well, are you a STEM? And here we go with the labels.
That's what the labels,
because
right.
I don't know, to me, labels are important, though, because then you would know what to expect. You get what I'm saying?
Sometimes.
I would know what to expect
though,
and how to, like.
But that goes into people who are saying they're non-binary. That's the same thing as not labeling. So if I start saying I'm non-binary, then what are your expectations of me going to be then?
I wouldn't date you. Because I wouldn't know. I'm serious. I wouldn't know how to.
But then,
as
a friend, then what would you be expecting me to do if I'm telling you I'm non-binary? Would you still be expecting me to pump your gas? Open the doors for you?
Are you mass presented?
It doesn't matter. We're talking
about. You can be mass presenting and still not be non-binary, though. Hey.
If I'm looking like this,
I'm not even, to be honest with you, I'm not even going off your label. I'm actually looking at how you presenting yourself. If you're mass presenting, I'm looking at you to be masculine.
Then what's the point of labels?
Goody,
because that's what you're saying. If I look mass presenting, but I'm really just saying a little real softy, and I don't want to do none of that. I just like to just like at this point I could be a tomboy. So if I tell you I'm a tomboy, then what? See, that's what I'm saying. So it's like,
I'm also going to be serious too, because this is my thing, right? Because somebody asked me, they was like, well, then you might as well be with a man. Because if that's what your expectations are.
If you're looking for, yeah.
But a man ain't got no pussy when he take his clothes off. I still like the touch of a woman. You feel me? It's like, because at the end of the day, yeah, outside, I want you, or I would expect you to be of that mass presenting demeanor and accent thing. But when we in that bedroom or at home, you can be as like you ain't got to necessarily carry yourself like a dude. Or I'm not even expecting you to carry yourself like a dude. But in my thing is, if you're a mass presenting when we outside in the public, I want you to carry yourself as such. But at home, I like women. I like women's bodies. Oh, yeah. Maybe because I ain't got.
I mean, me either.
But I, for some reason, seem to be attracting women with big ass titties all the time and no ass. Well, except for Rachel, because my boo. Okay, I came up good with her because she got titties
good.
Ass for days. Like,
dang, that's good.
I'll be having fun. But So it's like when we home, I don't expect her to be walking around, you know, no, like we, you can sit in your femininity, I guess, is what I'm saying, to a certain extent. Does that sound bad?
I guess it is. This is the thing, right?
I guess what it narrows down to is, it's whatever works for you in the relationship that you're in.
Exactly.
That's why these conversations are important.
Good ending. That was a good one. That was just, yeah. I mean, you wouldn't even label, good ending to the labels.
Good
label, this, I feel like this is something that we can just go around and around a circle to talk about. Because again, even if like you're not going to be my friend, so you're saying you wouldn't be my friend if I was non-binary?
No. But I ain't going to lie to you. I was trying to be a friend with somebody who they actually trans, and it just didn't work. I had to end that friendship because
a lot of emotional.
Let that be another episode. That's going to be another episode.
We can definitely talk about them. But I remember you asking me about, you know, I think it's funny because Drewski really be having me rolling when he be trying to holler at the studs. He really is in love with studs. And it's funny because I actually have a partner whose birthday is coming up. He came to my party last year and I'll show you. Drewski came to your party last year? No, I'm saying like Drewski reminds me of, you know how Drewski likes a lot of studs. You know, Drewski likes studs. Right, yeah. Right.
I just want to say it's still females. Continue.
Yeah. And that's why it's multiple reasons. Because one, she's still a female. Two, it's like, oh, I'm trying to, you know, you got that tight, that good. They really see what it
that's
with
how
that, they with,
think.
Yeah, so they think. But again, but again, at the same day, I feel like it's just, I have a friend that actually, he adores me way too much. Well, like he was in the club last year for my birthday and you're talking about with a chair. Come on, Sheena. And we got video of that. And his girlfriend's there right there. We all look like, but what are you doing? Like, that's not weird. You over here. No chair. Like, with his fantasy, those like people, Diddy and people's fantasy there. Why got they
like
all
a fetish?
Right?
Like, maybe for the some fetish, men to have sex or to, mainly, because that's mainly what I hear about, just having sex with them. None of these heterosexual men are saying they want to actually have relationships. I'm not saying there's nothing out there.
Yeah, you can't bring me back to the wild side.
Yeah, they are basically saying they want to have sex with these studs / women. And maybe it's like a fetish thing. Like,
it is a fetish.
So then that raises the question, if this is a fetish thing, is because you view them, so the question is, heterosexual
men do you think they're gay at that point? If they are attracted to other studs?
That is a question.
So it's on the line. I'm not going to say my man's name, but I said he got to be, because he got one of my partners, and what he was doing at his house, you know what I'm saying? Last time I was at his house, he was laying on his back, putting his legs up. I know he ain't going to be. I just know he was doing something.
See, what you're saying is he couldn't stretch. It's not like he couldn't stretch. Because he was stretching. Maybe he was stretching his hamstring.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe. He should have waited. He should have went to the room. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes people just do some things in front of these. Like, a lot of these men do a lot of weird stuff in front of cells to get their attention. Like, no lying. Like, a friend of mine, she was dating this guy. And they was, you know, doing what they do or whatever. I can't say what they do best because that's not what they do best, right?
Hmm.
They were in a room and he, you know, doing hefty stuff, trying to get me in the room to get down with them. I'm just like, I'm not going in there. Like, what you think this is? You think I'm about to, like, what do you think this is? Like, first off, I'm not doing it. I'm not dealing with this one. Like, men, they do a lot. They do extra.
Niggas be niggin'.
They be niggin'. I'd be like, I ain't the one for it.
Well,
I
really,
I'm straight up. I'm straightforward with you. Like, my boundaries is, what's up? I'll give you a hug. I might give you a kiss or go ahead.
Yeah.
But other than that, like, so,
I want to make it clear. Not all studs feel like the studs that I have put in that, what that meme that I have put in. It's not every stud out there secretly wishing or wanting a man. You know.
I'm not. At all.
Some, as you could, yes, but not all. And just real quick, the poll that I put out, I asked them what were their thoughts on this subject. Stay tuned. Does a man, a heterosexual man, that are sexually attracted to a stud, does that make them gay? And 20% says yes, and 80% said no. So,
Okay, Paul.
I'll just say yes, okay, depending on how hard this stud is. They're like, yeah, this stud. But 20% said yes, and 80% said no. So I don't know.
I mean, I've been pregnant before, so it's not like I've not ever done anything with a guy.
Was this before you became?
This is okay. I would say I was always a tomboy. I always presented myself as a tomboy. I never. And then you know, I tried to get into having you know relationships with guys. I just never really enjoyed it. So like right after high school, I ended up getting pregnant. But even still, I'm still dressing like a boy. I'm saying, I guess I was off a little,
and they was
off of a tomboy, but he was like a soft tomboy.
Yeah, but if my memory serves me correctly, right?
You only see me dressed like a dress, like a girl.
You what? Still had your hair pressed, like you still have your side bang. So back then,
so I'm saying the soft something, the soft stud, whatever you want to call it. Yeah.
I can understand why the niggas was still like, what's up, babe? Like, woo,
Yeah, man,
like, ooh, y'all hear hella soft.
Yeah, like, doing too much. Get off my bang. Bang.
Oh my God. But ladies and gentlemen, that concludes our podcast for today, you guys. And you know, the question is still out there, like, and Hazel's nephew needs and wants her attention. And I want to give him that. You know, because he's fighting for it.
Right. He's been quiet this whole time. Like, we got to give it to him. He let me make it. He was like, no, don't go to the garage. Stay up here. So he let me. He was never long.
And that's fine.
Definitely, if y'all got kids, definitely that play Minecraft. Poppy Playtime. Or what's the other one, Rob? Golf with Friends. Definitely go check his podcast out. He's on YouTube. Robin,
oh, that's cute. Okay.
Let me shout him
is
out.
Is anybody else yelling in the background on his YouTubes? Or I'm just wondering.
Yeah,
man. Coming for somebody who don't have kids. Okay, I don't know, but ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us on All Talk No Chaser today. Thank you, Hazel Hancock, so much for joining us.
For letting me come
and
on
we hope to have you on more episodes to come, because this was definitely a key for real, y'all. Like, I don't know if y'all felt the same way, but her and I both been laughing this whole episode. But Serious though. So if you guys have any comments or anything like that about the episode that you guys heard today, or just want to give a little bit of your own commentary, let me know. Let us know. Man, we'd be readily willing to answer your questions, or just to actually just have you on, just being a guest, having your voice and your input, because there's so much more that we could have touched on, but time just wouldn't permit. But again, thank you guys so much. This is All Talk No Chaser. Hazel Hancock, thank you so much. And we can't wait to have you on again. Hopefully a steady face. And thank you. Is there anything you want to say to the people at the end?
Thank y'all. All Talk No Chaser. That's it. All Talk No Chaser, man. Make sure y'all tune in every episode. Go back if y'all need to. Every episode definitely got something to look forward to. That's relatable. Sure. So definitely check her out.
Thank you so much.
Sammy C, I'm back. Yes. You know what I'm saying? I can't wait to meet Sammy C. You know,
man, so, we definitely gonna have you on again. It's for sure. This is the beginning to long journey that we're gonna have together for sure.
All right, y'all.
See y'all. We'll be back in your listening ears soon. Bye.